Well, the current debate, there is currently a debate going on among those concerned with these issues. They say either, it runs roughly like this, either Israel and the United States will accept the international consensus, two-state settlement, or else Israel will be half Arab and pretty soon have a majority of Arabs, and then there can be an apartheid struggle, and like South Africa, and then becomes, we'll go through the South African experience. That's not going to happen. Those are not the alternatives. There's a third alternative, namely that the United States and Israel will do exactly what they're doing. That's what Ehud Olmert, former prime minister, called convergence. Take over the land, annex the land behind the so-called separation wall. It's actually an annexation wall, much of the arable land, and also the major water resources. So just take that, take the Jordan Valley. It's about a third of the territory, essentially imprisons the rest. Break up what's left with salients, cutting right through. If you look at the settlement programs, that's what they are, vastly expanded. Jerusalem, going straight to a Israeli, major Israeli settlement, Ma'al Adumim, all the way to Jericho, pretty much bisects the West Bank. That was in the Clinton years mainly, and a couple more in the north. And the rest will be enclosed by a whole network of complex infrastructure, superhighways for Israelis and visitors only, all the infrastructure connecting them, checkpoints all over the place. And somehow the population will, the program will follow Dayan's principle. You'll live like dogs, and whoever leaves will leave. And it doesn't mean that the Palestinians will be eliminated. I mean, they can be kept in remote areas. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the Israeli Tourism Bureau is in favor of that. It would be really nice for American visitors to drive through on the superhighways and see off in the hills, a man pulling a goat, biblical scene, sort of keeps the picture. Most of the biblical landscape is being wiped out by construction, but that'll look nice. Maybe he's going off to get some water from one of the wells that hasn't run dry as Israel's taking the groundwater, and incidentally pouring wastewater into the West Bank from Jerusalem and from the settlements. There's a recent B'Tselem report about that. Meanwhile, the U.S. government and U.S. business are quite happy with all of this. As far as the U.S. government is concerned, it has a powerful, a rich country right on the periphery of the most important region in the world with the stupendous energy resources. It's a powerful military force. It's basically an offshore military base for the U.S. There's very close military intelligence contacts. The U.S. is using Israel to preposition weapons. In fact, you may have noticed, though it wasn't reported here, that during the Gaza war in January, the United States was trying to send arms to Israel, It was trying to send arms, heavy arms. It was having some problems because in Greece, the dock workers and others refused to load them, so it had to do it in a complicated way. When they were... When the Pentagon was asked about this, they explained correctly that the arms were not intended for Israeli use in the war against Gaza. They were being prepositioned in Israel for potential U.S. use for its own further military operations. Well, all of that is valuable. Quite apart from military connections, high-tech industry relations are quite close. U.S. investment in Israeli high-tech industries is increasing. Intel has recently announced that it's building its major factory in the world to produce the next generation of chips in Israel because the situation there is very, very convenient for U.S. investment, high-tech investment. In contrast, the Palestinians have nothing to offer at all. They're weak. They're friendless, and so they don't have any rights by the most elementary principles of political order. as long as we accept it, of course. So there's not going to be any apartheid struggle. The choices are pretty stark. Either it'll be a two-state settlement in accord with the position of the world, or else it'll be what Israeli sociologist Baruch Kimmerling, late sociologist, called politicide, just the murder of a nation, which is what we're observing and, in fact, contributing to. Well, there's another claim, which is that Israel can't evacuate the settlers because it'll lead to civil war. But there's no need to evacuate the settlers. The only thing that's necessary is to withdraw the Israeli army back to Israel. In that case, the settlers will follow along. Maybe a couple of religious Jews from Brooklyn will hang on to every last rock. But the rest of them are there because it's a convenient place to live. You know, it's the nice suburbs of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. They're subsidized and so on. It's quite feasible. The task is, for us, is to shift U.S. policy. That should be our concern. And that's where the tactics of struggle should be directed. I'll mention briefly the last current issue, the Goldstone Report. It's argued that it's unfair to Israel. And there's some truth to that criticism. It is hard to attack a civilian population without harming civilians, much as you might try. But the whole debate yields a very interesting insight into the power of intense propaganda and highly subservient media and intellectual class. There is an assumption running through all of this. The Amnesty International reports, the Human Rights Watch reports, the Goldstone Report with some mild qualifications, and all discussion, I think close to 100% of discussion. And the assumption is that Israel is exercising its legitimate right of self-defense against rocket attacks. Then the criticism is, well, is it doing it disproportionately? Obama put the matter, you know, nice compassionate rhetoric. He said, if missiles were falling where my two daughters sleep, I would do everything in order to stop that. Well, he was referring to Israeli children. When it's Palestinian children, he won't whisper a comment, and in fact directly participates in the attack as the U.S. did.